Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia. Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 91 of The 80%. Today, we're talking about the IKEA effect. I'm going to tell you what it is, how it affects our purchasing decisions, and how we can use it to improve our personal finance. So, are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. IKEA is said to be the most successful furniture store in history. They have more than 440 branches around the world, and of course, their very first one in the Philippines, which is located near Mall of Asia, is already open. I'm privileged to have been in an IKEA store before. Several times, in fact, in their Singapore branches, and my bookshelf, as well as the other home accessories that I have, sa kanila ko binili. Convenient din kasi bumili sa kanila dahil naka-disassemble at flat-packed ang items at hindi gaanong mabigat, which means madaling iuwi sa Pilipinas as ordinary checked-in baggage. Now, when it comes to explaining the success of IKEA, the company often attributes it to their flat packing, which saves on transportation costs and on the cost of assembly of the furniture. So therefore, they are able to sell them at more affordable prices compared to other brands of the same quality. However, there's another aspect of IKEA that creates enormous value for the customer. And this value is created psychologically. That is, the idea that labor leads to love. This means when we put in work to create a product, we actually love the product more. At alam naman natin na pagdating sa IKEA, kailangan mo pang i-assemble ang binili mo pag uwi mo sa bahay. In an interview, Daniel Machon, who is one of the original researchers of the IKEA effect, said, and I quote, "Imagine that you built a table. Maybe it came out a little bit crooked. Probably your wife or your neighbor would see it for what it is, you know, probably a bad piece of workmanship. But to you, that table might seem really great because you're the one who created it. It is the fruit of your labor." And that is really the idea behind the IKEA effect. Another interesting example of the IKEA effect happened when General Mills first released their Betty Crocker Instant Cake Mix. In the first version, all you have to do is add water to the powder, mix it together, bake it, and voila! You have a delicious cake right out of your oven. However, the sales numbers weren't very good and General Mills couldn't figure out why the cake mix wasn't selling well. They thought maybe it was the taste or the texture at first. But then they happened upon what they called the egg theory, which was if you remove the egg and the milk from the powder, then people would now need to apply a little bit more effort as they would have to add the egg and the milk themselves. What they realized is that their first version was too easy and it was unsatisfying for people to bake a cake just by simply mixing powder and water. people couldn't really claim it as their own creation. However, when you add a little bit of milk and your own egg, now we can claim that this cake is our own and we can happily serve it to our guests. So, when General Mills removed the cake and the milk from the powder, suddenly, Betty Crocker cake mix was selling exceptionally well. Perhaps, yan ang explanation why a lot of instant food products would require some form of assembly. Katulad ng instant pancit canton, which contains several packets of ingredients that you need to open and add separately. And sometimes, instant noodle brands would encourage you to customize how you prepare and serve your food. Pinapakita nila ito sa mga commercial sila. They'd suggest that you add egg and other ingredients to make it more delicious and appetizing, but also to increase its perceived value for you. So this idea of labor leading to love was first investigated by Michael Norton, Daniel Moshon, and Dan O'Reilly. And the experiment involved getting people to build origamis. They invited people for the experiment and divided them into two groups, the builders and the non-builders. The builders were given origami paper and some instructions to build a paper crane, yung ibon na origami na madalas ginagawa ni Michael Scofield sa TV series na Prison Break, if ever na nanonood ka nun. Anyway, these people were amateur origami builders and the cranes that they made didn't look that great. But nevertheless, when they finished their amateur cranes, the researchers asked the participants, "How much would you pay to keep your own crane?" And the average answer was around 20 cents. And then the second group, the non-builders, they were shown the paper cranes that the builders created and asked them how much they would be willing to pay to keep those origami pieces. And you guessed it right. The price is much lower, just around 5 cents. Pero baka kuripot lang talaga yung mga non-builders. Well, not really, because they were also shown expertly created paper cranes, and the results show that the non-builders were willing to pay as much as 25 cents for the professionally done origami pieces. Hello everyone, let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about a free financial coaching video that you can watch online. It's called The Secret to Saving and Building Your Future, and it's presented to you by the IMG Wealth Academy. This video will teach you the proper way to save money, and you'll also learn the 6 steps for building a strong financial foundation. If you're interested to watch this free financial coaching video, then just go to imgwealthacademy.com. Again, that's imgwealthacademy.com. That's it. Now let's go back to our episode. So the results of the study suggest that when we build something, we become really proud of it and a bit emotionally attached to it even. But why? The main explanation for the IKEA effect seems to be connected to a person's desire to feel competent. According to the study, and I quote, "Self-assembly of products may allow people to both feel competent and display evidence of that competence. There's also the idea that they are saving money by buying products that require some assembly, which in turn could make them feel like smart shoppers. Now, I'm not saying that IKEA, the furniture store, and other businesses that use this effect to market and sell their products are calling us dumb and taking advantage of us with this cognitive bias. However, from a personal finance perspective, what's important is that we're nevertheless getting quality products and good value for our money compared to similar but already finished products. What do I mean by this? Let's consider a buffet restaurant and an unlimited samgyupsal restaurant. Pareho silang eat all you can, except sa samgyupsal, ikaw pa ang magluluto ng kakainin mo. If you compare the price points of these two types of restaurants, well, at least from my observation in Metro Manila, hindi nagkakalayo ang mga presyo nila. So, as long as the samgyupsal restaurant serves quality meat and has good service, then sulit kumain doon kahit na ikaw pa ang magluluto. To be honest, in my opinion, kaya maraming nahilig sa samgyupsal, setting aside the influence of K-dramas and K-pop into Filipino culture, ay dahil may additional perceived value tayong nakukuha sa pag-prepare ng kakainin natin. The IKEA effect. I actually remember a friend who said, bukod sa instant pancit canton at instant ramen, samgyupsal lang daw ang alam niyang lutuin. Anyway, in what other ways does the IKEA effect influence our personal finance? Isa sa mga naisip ko ay pagdating sa mga personal handmade products. During the pandemic, I did my best to support local enterprises. I ordered food from home-based businesses, bought locally handmade face masks, and other products. One thing I noticed is that they are more expensive than mass-produced items. Before, I just thought that that's because they're harder to make. But on the other hand, I now think that the IKEA effect also plays a role in how these items are priced by the business owners. Because they were the ones who made it, they assign greater value to them and thus, they sell their products at a higher price than those that you could ordinarily buy in a big store. So, if you're thinking of putting up your own business and you're selling a personally handmade product, it might help to consider the IKEA effect when putting a price tag on your item. Just make sure that you're not unnecessarily inflating its value such that your target customers would already find it too expensive. And when it comes to our spending, another way that the IKEA effect is used is when brands allow us to customize what we're buying. Just remember that the quality and the utility of the product comes first, and whatever added value that we get from a customization or personalization should be a secondary factor, especially when that comes with additional costs. Lastly, and on a more positive note, the IKEA effect might be the reason why after more than a decade, I still use my old Excel worksheet as my expense and budget tracker. It started as a simple spreadsheet where I'd input my weekly expenses. However, it has slowly developed into a complex file with formulas, graphs, custom macros, and other features that only I could understand. I love it. And I continue to use it even though there are now apps and software that have more features and better utility. And perhaps that's something you could try. Build your own spreadsheets. Use it to see your cash flow, track your investments, see your financial progress. And then maybe you'll also fall in love with it, which would then encourage you to make it a habit to monitor and manage your money better. And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. I'm sorry for the late upload of this episode. I've been busy with some personal matters in recent days. Anyway, if you learned something new today, then please click the follow button for the 80%. At share nyo na rin itong episode na to sa mga friends mo. If you have comments or suggestions, you can contact me through our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Ever Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.